Live, we are launching the third hour of the program. Dial in toll free and bring us anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you here tonight is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-855-453. You can take control. We call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in, talk about whatever you want, and the show's live 7 nights per week. So you can also, of course, join us over at freetalklive.com where you'll be able to get interactive. You can enjoy the whole website. It's all free. And you can actually control the content there, submit different things to it. Other listeners vote on them. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. Over at freetalklive.com, we've been on everything from Amish farmers being shut down by the FDA to the top five deathbed regrets. And, of course, we'll talk about whatever you want. 855-453. Mark, you wanted to share something with us. We had discussed entrepreneurship earlier. And how it is that if you're an entrepreneur within the system, it makes it very, very difficult for you because the rules are basically stacked against you. And that's if you ever even think about being an entrepreneur, because in the government indoctrination system, they knock that right out of you. They, you know, basically are training you to be an employee. They're training you to be essentially a drone, a worker drone. But if you do get it in your head that you would like to start your own business, maybe you have a dream. Some people still have them. And you want to start your own, say, ice cream shop.
Yeah, I can imagine a lot of people have the dream of starting an ice cream shop.
And it can't be that hard. I mean, you buy some ice cream, you get some scoops, some cones, some toppings, you get a cash register, find a location.
You got to have some shtick, like your ice cream shop needs to be kind of fun.
Fun's good, and also having an original ice cream, like our ice cream special because it's made on site or it's made locally or, some kind of gimmick like that.
Our cows can yodel, whatever it is.
Special flavors, flavor of the week, flavor of the month, those sorts of things. These are the basic ingredients of an ice cream store.
Sure.
So it didn't seem like that hard, right? You just find a location, you open up, you put the ice cream there, you hire some teenagers to serve it at the dirt cheap rates, and you promote it, right? There you go. You've got your ice cream business. It's that simple.
1000nations.com, the horrors of getting approval for an ice cream parlor.
Oh, approval. Oh, that's right. This is America, the land of the free, where you have to ask permission first.
In San Francisco.
Hmm.
By Mike Gibson, the tragedy of the anti-commons is a useful concept for understanding a prevalent type of government failure in both rich and poor countries. Excessive permit and licensing requirements. A pervasive, multiple licensing system can create impenetrable conjunctive permission line that even the most energetic cannot overcome. Hmm. To start a business, to build, to hire, to sell, you need first to convince bureaucrat A and B and C and D and so on. The longer the conjunctive line, the less frequently entrepreneurs enter the market with new products and services. The transaction costs for dealing with each bureaucrat are very high, and as is the likelihood that any single one will say no.
Yep.
And this is really the default for bureaucrats. I mean,
no.
Honestly, no. Can I do it? No.
Which is why I didn't ask permission to hand out information at the local high school, because I know what happens when you ask permission.
I mean, come
not
on.
Only does, not only do they say no, but or they'll put you through some crazy bureaucratic process that takes months and months and months, and then they'll say no.
Sure.
Then the others, there's the principle of the matter, which really is the ultimate reason for me to not ask permission, because when you're asking permission, it's no longer a right. If you have the right to liberty, if you have the right to pursue happiness, then this should be your right to open up an ice cream store, to open up whatever store you want to, as long as you can find a place to rent or find a place to buy to operate it or run it from your own kitchen. I mean, this is what rights are about, that you aren't hurting anybody else. You should be able to do it.
That may be true, but what they're pointing out here is that, I think that this is important for people to realize. When you suggest that the next person get a license or some kind of permission slip or whatever to do whatever it is that they do, understand what you're doing. Because in the government system, bureaucrats are incentivized to say no. If they say yes and something goes wrong, then they're liable to be held in some way or another responsible. Not responsible, but just blamed, I guess, is probably the biggest thing. And governments hate blame. So it's better to them that it just not happen. I mean, how does it harm the bureaucrat if an ice cream parlor doesn't open up in San Francisco. Doesn't bother them.
They can go get their ice cream in another ice cream parlor.
What does the TSA agent...
I don't think bureaucrats even eat ice cream.
You just think they're that inhumane?
Yeah. I don't know if I'd go that far.
I'm pretty kidding.
Sure. I know. The but, I mean...
It can feel like that sometimes.
What's it matter to the TSA agent if you don't get on your plane?
They're still getting funded.
It doesn't matter to them. They're not going to get in any kind of trouble. So, here we go. The upshot is an impoverished society. To take one example in that medieval times, barons who owned parcels of land along the Rhine River collected tolls from each ship that passed by. As a result, few ships sailed by down the Rhine.
There go all your products and services.
That's right. And so people just said, well, it's not worth shipping whatever it is down the Rhine, so we'll just keep it here.
Right, in the same way that the ice cream entrepreneurs are going to say, screw this, we're not going to open up here in San Francisco or wherever, because San Francisco isn't that different from the rest of the country.
Well, or the person that would otherwise be an ice cream entrepreneur will just continue working at whatever big company that they're working at, mm-hmm. and then you stifle innovation.
Yep.
You stifle small business, and small business is the lifeblood of this country.
No doubt.
But why go to medieval Germany for post-communist Russia when we have here the great example from my hometown, San Francisco? This is a quote now. The ice cream bar opened January 21st in the Coal Valley neighborhood, an homage to the classic parlors of the 1930s, complete with vintage soda fountain and lunch counter seating. It's become an immediate sensation, packed with both families and the foodie crowd, savoring upscale house-made ice creams and exotic sodas. Flavorings include pink peppercorn and tobacco. The shop also employs... Yeah, I know.
Sounds gross.
That's what I thought, too. But you know, whatever. The shop also employs 14 full and part-time workers. It's a pretty busy ice cream shop.
Okay.
But getting it open wasn't easy. Many times... It almost didn't happen, said Juliet Piers, the owner, with a cheerful laugh. I mean, she's able to laugh it off now because she's got a successful business. But, I mean, can you imagine how she was a couple of years ago when she was just trying to get this done?
Stressed, frustrated.
Piers said it took 2 years.
Just to open.
To open the restaurant. Wait a second, I'm not done. Hold on.
It should take 2 weeks.
Due largely to the city's morass of permits, procedures, and approvals required to start a small business. While waiting for permission to operate, she still had to pay rent and other costs going deeper into debt each passing month without knowing for sure if she'd even be allowed to open.
Wow.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is how you kill business.
Just sit out in limbo.
This is how you kill innovation. This is how you kill a society.
Right. Just make this person who's put all this money in just sit in limbo waiting for some bureaucrat to give them their permission slip. They've already installed all the equipment. They're ready to go. The place is ready to open. And then you just have to sit and wait and just hold your breath. Hope that you've greased the right palms.
It's nuts. It's just a huge risk, she said, noting that the financing came from family and friends, not a bank.
Well, as though it's not risky enough. As though opening a business on its own, being an entrepreneur, isn't a risky proposition on its own. It sure as hell is. You're, like you said, you've got your friends, family, your money, your personal savings. It's on the line, and it would be on the line and risky just if you were able to just open a business. Like if you were just able to go find a place, put the equipment in, and open up, you'd still be taking a pretty big risk. You're still into a commercial lease. You know, you're still competing with the existing ice cream stores that... They've been there for a long time. It's hard to take their business away.
Right.
So that's risky on its own. But now you've got the bureaucrats providing an extra level of risk that's just completely, you don't even know what's going to happen.
So and also the chains. I mean, Baskin-Robbins or Dairy Queen or whatever, they've got other stores that are open. So they can afford to finance a store that takes 2 years to get open.
Sure.
They can afford to wait. But when you're getting financing from family and friends and you're paying rent on a location in the hopes of getting open, she says at several points you wonder if you should just walk away and take the loss. Ms. Piers said that she had to endure months of runaround and to pay a lawyer to determine whether her location, a former grocery store vacant for years, was eligible to become a restaurant. There were permit fees of $20,000.
I always wonder, like, when I see these empty buildings for a long time, there's a bank out in front of my work that obviously was a bank and is just empty. And I think, is anyone going to ever do anything with this? It's hideous. It's just an abandoned building.
There are a lot of them like that around here, a lot of abandoned properties. And when you look at the property tax rate alone, let alone all the rest of the bureaucracy and the licensing and everything, I don't understand how anyone can do business. More coming up, and this is in San Francisco, Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 13th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1731.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1774.60, $887.30 for a half ounce, or $443.65 for a quarter ounce. That's $1774.60, $887.30, and $443.65.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in, bring up whatever you want. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And don't forget, join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff there, including archives going all the way back to late 2006. So head over, download as much as you would like, freetalklive.com. It's all for free.
if you've ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys just cost too much, jurisdictionary.com is a course for you. If you got a speeding ticket or you're having to deal with the government in some way, shape, or form, take them to court. Jurisdictionary.com makes it easy for you to understand the court's rules. Until you know the court's rules, you're fighting in the dark. You need to know how to get evidence, move the court, do all the things the way they expect you to do them in the time frame they expect you to do them in. And if not, they're just going to roll right over you. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com. They've got all kinds of free tools there for you. The free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, the free legal dictionary, the free legal flowchart, free videos. When you buy the course, jurisdictionary.com, remember to use the pull-down menu to check out and let them know that you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com. By the way, you can get instant access online. Of course, they'll send you the 4-CD package, but you get instant access online. It's jurisdictionary.com.
We're sharing with you a piece, Mark. Where's the source on this again?
Let me take a look here. It is 1000nations.com.
It's about a lady and her experience opening an ice cream shop in San Francisco. Now, don't think for a moment, oh, well, that's just San Francisco's where all those hippies are. No. It's like this everywhere. Now, some places are different. They have different regulations.
Some are worse, better or worse.
Right, different regulations versus others. But in almost every place in America, you're going to come across some set of bureaucrats that wants to tell you whether or not you can have permission to make a better life for yourself and to offer a product or service to other human beings.
Right. I mean, there's some rule in my town when I built my house that I think you can't be 50 feet from your line or 50 feet from some kind of water source or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. Wetlands. And, I knew that was true. But they needed to have a site plan, which is a piece of paper that you can pay between $3,000 and $5,000 for.
Whoa, from like an engineer?
Some kind of company that says that this is where we're putting it, and this, they needed to see this piece of paper. So, I couldn't just say, okay, thanks, I won't build it that close to the line. I have to, I have to prove it in this way, shape, or form.
And hire the, state-approved
company. It took months to get approved. It cost thousands of dollars for the approval, in total, all the things that went into it.
This is just to build a home.
And this is just to build a home in a country community, I mean,
a very small town.
Yeah, a small town where the rules are not that arduous.
In comparison to some places, like Keene. For instance, where it's even worse, and New Hampshire, in comparison to some other places, probably not as bad as other places, but again, these rules exist everywhere, and there's always some bureaucrat, some other human being who we're supposed to have the same rights as them, telling you whether or not you can do what you want.
And this is essentially a way to keep poor people from moving into the community. Because
it's a way to keep poor people poor. I mean, they're already in your community, and it's a way to keep them from creating wealth for themselves.
But if they want to build their own little house in their own little piece of property,
right, good luck.
The overhead is just too difficult. I mean, the house that I had was a $30,000 kit. Mm. I mean, just about anybody can afford a $30,000 kit. But all the things that go into it, that's what costs the money. The overhead and all these things. I mean, the fees. And
you spent a lot on the basement and the road up, didn't you?
There was, certainly you could. But a poor person may not have spent the money on the basement and the road up the way we did.
Yeah.
You could just as easily have built this house and set it on some rocks like they used to do in the old days. I mean, my shed is essentially a post and beam shed, and it is set on rocks as a foundation as opposed to building a basement or something like that. But they don't want you to do that. So it would be easy. You could build this. You could build yourself a structure to live in for probably $15,000 if that's what you wanted to do, but they make it impossible for that to happen.
So tell me more about this lady's story. She opens up an ice cream place that she said it took her 2 years just to get through the regulations, through the bureaucracy.
And
she had to sit there and pay rent this whole time while she waited for these government bureaucrats to decide whether or not to anoint her with bureaucracy.
Right, whether or not she could move her ice cream shop into a vacant grocery store.
She had to hire a lawyer to figure that out.
Right, it had been vacant. vacant for years. But, oh, well, we got to decide whether or not you can move in there. Oh, right. No, well, what are we going
to
do?
I would love to know what the decision process is like for that. Like, if the three of us right now need to decide whether it's okay for an ice cream shop to go into an old grocery store, how long does that take?
Yes.
But you, sounds great. I love ice cream.
We're going to need a study.
We don't work for the government. Right. And the government's always about cover your butt and don't let anything get done.
But there's no reason for them to cover their butts. There's no liability on their part. It's just about bureaucracy.
But the newspaper will take them to task on this, that, or the other
thing. It's about obedience is what it's about. It's about extracting wealth from business, you know, from entrepreneurs, and it's about funneling wealth into their buddies' hands. So, like, the guys that you had to hire to do the survey at your house, well, they're connected to the state. They know they're getting all that business from them, so they support those regulations.
I hear that Caterpillar was behind most of the drain field legislation in most states.
We'll talk more about the ice cream lady. Is there more about her story? We'll talk more about it in a moment. Reggie's on the line listening in Brooklyn. You're on Free Talk Live, Reggie, with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not too much. I had just been listening to the conversation, and I run an unlicensed business in New York City.
Excellent. And, what sort of business?
I'd really rather not get too many specifics. But okay.
Is it pot delivery?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it is. The service that we perform is absolutely 100% legal. We are just not licensed through any bureaucratic agency,
interesting,
city or state or anything like that.
So you can't even beat around the bush at what industry.
Why do you want to keep on squeezing this out of this guy?
I think it's a spice.
For God's sakes, you would have ruined his living? Shut up. Let him tell his story.
How is it going to ruin?
Reggie, tell your story. Shut up, Ian. For God's sakes.
As you can imagine, that, you know, it is my livelihood, and I imagine that the likelihood of anybody who cares hearing about this is very low, but I prefer to keep that.
I don't blame you. I get it. They're scary. They're going to hurt you if they find out about it. But not, you can't even say what industry. It's
for God's sakes, why don't you just call them a chicken? Hey, Ian, just because this is this call will be gone in 5 minutes, but it could cost this guy his livelihood. Shut the F up. It's
just get out of my face.
Disgusting.
Get out of my face. Just asking somebody what industry they're in, Mark.
Over and over again.
I wanted to hear his story.
That's what I want to hear.
It's a fair question, but I will decline respectfully.
Fair enough.
It's something that I started up. It was very years ago. I started just very small scale. I bought what very limited equipment I needed with a very small loan from my mother. I started doing what I do, advertising on Craigslist. The response was very, very positive because I've just been very attentive and I got quite good at what I was doing quite quickly because it was.
All right, hold that thought. We'll come back to you here in a moment. You can tell us the rest of your story. I mean, it's, you know. It'd be useful to be able to say, I'm manufacturing a product. And that doesn't give anything away. For all I know, he's, you know, providing sexual services.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen, talking about her experience with Super C-Veg.
And with the Super C-Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C-Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C-Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C-Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C-Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C-Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-Veg. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C-Veg daily is eating right.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you
one in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com, CPAP.com. CPAP, your money, your treatment, your choice.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We give them to you. And I didn't ask anyone's permission to start Free Talk Live, thank goodness. And I specifically attempted to avoid businesses in which I had to ask permission to do business. That's what we're talking about right now is entrepreneurship and how it is the state crushes people who want to start their own businesses, just destroys the desire and sends them packing back to a job where, of course, they'll never be as satisfied, in my opinion, with their lives because you're ultimately working for someone else at a job instead of yourself.
Now, I disagree with that statement because I think some people really, like, I think some people would rather work for somebody than...
Well, I think
them
that's
do
true.
Their own thing.
I think some people are sort of trained into the idea that it's, you know, safety is very useful and that risk-taking is bad. And those sorts of people that want to feel safe and don't want to take risks would be the types of people that just want to work a job for their whole lives because they feel like they can count on that paycheck to come in when, of course, anyone who's ever been fired knows that you can't. So there's always risk involved. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. Of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com, and you can access various features there all for free. The mobile site, for those of you with a smartphone, M as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and podcasts.
Bitcoins are the world's first anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without fees and without needing permission from any bank or government. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com.
All right, so we're talking with Reggie on the line in Brooklyn. And I hope Reggie didn't call in with his real name and real location. Because if what you're doing is illegal, as Reggie is saying here, his whatever it is that he's doing is legal in general, but it's not legal because he didn't ask permission from the government first to do it. So he's making some sort of product or providing a service that would otherwise be legal, but it is illegal because of the way he's going about it. And you guys were taking me to task during the break for asking him questions about what industry in which he was doing this. And I was just looking for a very general answer. And it sounds to me like you're manufacturing something, Reggie, but you know, I still am not even clear on that. And I would like to suggest to anyone that wants to call in and kind of tell their underground story to make sure to be anonymous when you call in and don't tell us really where you're calling from. Because if you know your physical location is important to you being caught, it would be better for that information to not get out. So anyway, go ahead with what you were telling us.
It's not my real name, but...
Great.
But in any case... And
are you really in Brooklyn?
I am.
Okay. Yeah, that was a mistake. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, it's a big populated area.
Exactly, yeah. Good luck finding me. But I'd be happy to share whatever information with you or your producer off the air if you guys want to check into it, whatever. But in any case, we started this this operation about 5 years ago. And I must reiterate, it's absolutely 100% a legal endeavor, minus the, you know, we're not licensed, which makes it, as you said, illegal.
So you have partners?
I have a partner, and I employ up to 45 to 50 people during the...
Whoa, that's pretty serious.
That is serious business. Good job, Reggie.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We do quite well. A lot of that, I imagine, has to do... I mean, we operate in a very competitive industry, and we compete with licensed, bonded competitors who are much larger, have much greater resources.
And would love to find out who you are.
Jitney caps.
Exactly. I'm sure they would. It's a constant struggle to, stay alive, but the way we do it is we're better than them. We operate on the edge. I mean, like it's my butt on the line out there.
Yeah, sure.
Butt on the line out there every single day. If something goes wrong, it comes down to me. It doesn't come down to lodging a complaint with this person and then sending it to this other guy and then filing an insurance claim. It's, you know, my company is done. And, you know, if something serious were to happen. And the only way to combat that is by being really good and not letting those terrible things happen and working with the right people, hiring the right people, making sure that there's, you know, 100% complete quality control from start to finish.
Now, this has to be tricky. I mean, if you're dealing with 45 to 50 people that are working in this organization, it's what if one of them gets mad at you? I mean, they could blow the whole lid off this, couldn't they?
Absolutely, if they wanted to. It sort of sounds a little bit mafioso, but you kind of have to be brought into it. Like, you know, I've got, you know, we have guys that have been around forever, and they're like family, and, you know, we all trust each other implicitly, and, you know, like I said, it's like a family.
Jitney cabs and escort service.
Neither, but you're closer with the first. You're closer with the first.
Jitney caps.
Reggie, he doesn't care about you. He cares about his radio program. If he can pry this information out of you, it may be worth somebody hanging on for minutes and getting another average quarter-hour point.
Reggie is not a weak-minded person, Mark. He can handle himself. He doesn't need you babysitting for
him. You don't know Reggie from... Adam.
I know Reggie well enough to say he said no to answering my first question. Pretty darn good at handling himself. So, you know, I don't think he needs you to look out for him.
He doesn't need you badgering him either.
I haven't badgered
you
anyone.
Little
I'm asking questions. You're the one badgering me. I've just been asking questions and just taking little guesses. I'm just going through some of the classic unlicensed businesses that you'll find in a place like New York City. And Jitney cabs are one of them. I mean, these are the illegal taxis that run people from place to place. It's possible you could have 45 or 50, cabbies in a major jitney cab sort of operation with two-way radio system or something like that. Anyway, go ahead, sir.
Well, let's say that I run a jitney cab organization, then. Let's just say that. All right? In any case, you know, you have to, when we get busy and when it is a seasonal operation, we get busier during certain months, and when that happens and we need more guys, You know, I don't, you know, we have an online presence. I don't, when people find us online and they want work and they call, I, you know, I say, we're not really hiring right now. We all, you know, we only hire people, the people that we know and trust can vouch for, because we know that if something goes wrong and we have to let them go or they get upset about something or another, it's, you know, it's not just, you know, me, some faceless boss guy that they've maybe never met. It's their friend and their other friend that they know through that other guy. There's a network of people that's involved, and, you know, there's a certain, you know, there's a web of, you know,
web of trust, a web of trust, as it is called. Now,
exactly.
Now this is interesting because, you know, in the past, before the internet and services, underground services existed, it was obviously a little more, you know, you wouldn't have a website for it. So that makes things even more intriguing, because if there's some sort of public front for an underground business, I mean, is this online presence significantly increasing your risk?
I would imagine so. You know, it's a risk that you know, that I've been that we've been dealing with. I mean, you know, we're trying to we're actually, where I was going with this is we're trying to legitimize now, which is to sort of bring this around to where the woman you were talking about in San Francisco, which she's dealing with up front, we're sort of starting to deal with now as we try to incorporate and try to bring things, you know.
Well, what is it that's encouraging this? I mean, how long has your operation been going on underground?
5 years.
5 years underground. So is it just that you just feel like you can't grow any larger without going legit?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And, I mean, you know, and certainly even if we were, I think, the plateau at the level that we're at right now, I think it's only a matter of time before the risk, only with the authorities, would, you know, we would be not growing and not gaining anything else and only increasing our risk by simply existing and operating at that level.
Now, obviously, if you've been in business for 5 years and things have been lucrative, you've been, you know, very successful, you've been providing a good service or product or whatever it is you do, if you've been doing it for several years, then you've got some cash flow, you've got some money coming in, so maybe it'll be easier for you from that perspective to go through whatever hoops there are to become legit. But on the other hand, if you come to these regulators and, you know, they see that you've been doing this for a while, couldn't they get pretty upset about that?
It's actually sort of a catch-22 that we found ourselves in. And actually, my partner is handling all the legal stuff. I only sort of get apprised of it, you know, on the back end of things. But what I understand, obviously having to participate in it, but there's a real sort of catch-22 situation where in order to start...
Well, hold that thought, Reggie, if you can. I think it's fascinating. More coming up with Reggie. It's Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydro packs, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call right now. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you there at freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And, by the way, if you want to support this show, you can become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you can put $3 a month into this program. We will invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You'll get access to perks too, like the AMP only call-in lines, forum, podcast, and more. Get the details, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right through our website over at freetalklive.com. Actually, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. Reggie is on the line somewhere in New York City. He's telling us about his business that is, at this time, an unlicensed business, and it's a fairly large and apparently successful unlicensed business. Still not quite sure what it is that he's up to, but he's got about 45 to 50 people working underneath him, has a partner, has been pretty successful, and is now looking to go legit, because expanding past his current point would increase risk precipitously, basically, and make it just not worth the extra risk to get the extra business. But you do want to expand. Why not just hold at your current level, Reggie? Is it just not enough money? Do you feel like you need more? What's the motivation for continuing?
Well, I mean, the motivation for continuing, I mean, once you stop growing, you start to die. I mean, you know, it's true with anybody, it's true with a business. I mean, that's a pretty well accepted, idea in any business practice.
I don't know if I agree entirely, but that's
something I believe anyway. So, okay. But to be honest with you, I wouldn't know how to stop our progress.
Got it. But now you're caught between a rock and a hard place where, on one hand, you know, you either don't grow, or if you do want to grow, you're either taking a bunch of risk or you have to go through some sort of governmental process to become legit, but that means them finding out essentially what you've been doing, right?
Yeah, well, we're doing as much as we can to sort of, you know, on the legal end of things, we're starting to work things out through a neighboring state.
Makes sense.
We've taken on council, and council in many in different areas that are that are germane to what we do, and they're helping us out through this. But it is tricky, and I have to go through. As I said, you know, I don't have so many specifics on that, but that is my partner's domain. You know, he's the one leading the charge in that. But I have to go to this neighboring state in the next couple of months to take a drug test so that I can be an employee of the company that I've owned for 5 years. This is the type of bureaucratic nonsense.
What?
This is, you know, per the government agency that regulates what we do.
So what happens if you don't pass the drug test?
Including me.
Does the bureaucrat take your company if you don't pass the drug test?
I'm not exactly sure what the what the ramifications would be if I failed, but I can't imagine that they'd be good. I mean, I imagine.
So it's a state administered. It's a state administered drug test.
No, I mean, I have to go to a clinic, and then the doctors there, I suppose, will submit it to their private firm that will test it. But then the results must be sent to the regulatory agency, who presumably will either rubber stamp our whatever paperwork.
Wow. Now, do you think that this is only something that happens in the state in question, or is this a relatively common thing out there?
The governmental agency in question is a federal. So anywhere, I presume would be the case.
It's crazy. I'm still bewildered as to what this business could be, but it doesn't really matter, I guess. So go ahead and tell me more. Is there anything else you want to share?
I thought that my experience might be, germane to the topic.
Oh, I think it's instructive.
I think it's, I thought you guys, might be interested to see, just how crazy it is.
It is crazy.
What you have to do, and it's particularly, Kafka-esque for me, like having established this thing and then having to prove to people that I don't know and exist in a different state or, District of Columbia,
So for 5 years,
what I want to do.
Yeah, so for 5 years, you've not paid taxes on this business either, correct?
Not directly, no.
Not directly. So you have been paying taxes?
We've had to purchase goods and other things and pay parking tickets and whatnot through the company. But
ultimately, none of these employees have ever been, on the tax rolls or, the IRS does not know any of this stuff is going on.
I'm not sure what they know.
Is that going to take a big chunk out of your, your operating, or is it going to add a chunk to operating costs now?
Oh, well, absolutely. Yeah, without a doubt.
How do your 45 to 50 employees feel about this change?
It's still in its nascent stages right now, so they don't necessarily know about it. I mean, it's something that's going to come up very soon. We're going to have to all start talking about it, and it's going to be, to be honest with you, I don't know exactly what the ramifications are going to be. So
I know that upset me, man. If I've been working for 4 to 5 years with no tax, then all of a sudden I got to go on the upside of things, on the legit side.
I hope it works out, Reggie.
Hey, Reggie, if you get this thing happening, if you flip the switch and go legit, would you then be able to tell us the full story?
Absolutely, and as I mentioned before, I don't know if you heard, I'd be happy to tell your producer, you guys off the air or whatever.
Yeah, I might blab it. I've got a big mouth, so it's probably better.
Let's keep it at that, but it was very nice talking to you guys. Thank you so much.
Hey, enjoy, good luck with your process. I hope that the bureaucrats let you do this, because I would imagine once you put it in front of them, if they kick it back in your face and say no, then they're going to know all about you, and they're going to be hunting you down.
Well, hey, then, phase two, whatever that is, we'll figure it out.
Move to New Hampshire. That's phase two. Thanks,
it
Reggie.
It might be.
All right, man, I appreciate it. See ya. 855-450-FREE.
What brought us to this was an article I'm reading here from 1000nations.com about this woman and talking about her Kafka-esque Byzantine trials, trying to get an ice cream store opened up in a vacant location that had been vacant for years, and the costs inherent in that, the 2 years that it took to get permission. They had to rent the space for that period of time. Family loaned them the money. It says
the current regulations are probably an insult to Byzantine. or to the Byzantine Empire or whatever. It's probably a lot easier back then.
Indeed. It says, Ms. Priest said that she had to endure months of runaround and pay a lawyer to determine whether her location, a former grocery vacant for years, was eligible to become a restaurant. There were permit fees of $20,000.
Oh, my goodness.
That's $20,000 in permit fees.
I'm out of the game already. I can't afford this.
A demand that she create a detailed map of all existing area business. That's the site plan I was telling you about.
Wait. All existing area businesses?
Yeah, they needed to know what was going on around there. The city didn't have a map. This, by the way, was the thing that I was told in the town when I was building. Oh, sorry, we don't have that. I'm like, here, I'll draw it for you where I'm going to, because they had a little map. I'll just draw here. I'll just draw a little house there, and that's where it's going to be. And they didn't like that. The city didn't have a map, and an $11,000 charge just to turn on the water.
Wow.
$11,000 to send somebody in out to turn on the water.
And, of course, you can't drill your own well or anything like that either. Can't get around those charges.
Right. The article doesn't investigate the origins and causes of this morass, but any plausible theory of urban development should figure out ways to dissolve the problem. I'd say it's a reasonable assumption that we can thank Baptists and bootleggers for each required permit. I don't know what that means. One by one, the pebbles collect to thwart the flow of the stream, and the San Francisco City Planning Commission seems to shrug its shoulders helplessly. The whole episode in red tape asphyxiation inspired a humorous take on the city's planning, and here's an ex-normal sketch that you can see at boingboing.com if you want to go and research this further. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is how liberty dies. You know, I mean, this is, it's just a little bit by a little bit. A little bit by a little bit. Sure it is. But
you're not free if you don't have the freedom to just do what you want as far as earning your own living. You're not hurting anybody else. You're selling ice cream.
Indeed. And, you know, these city bureaucrats would have acted like this woman. I mean, they would have sent in armed people to shut her down.
Raid. Yeah.
If she would have opened up without their permission.
And the indoctrinated kids that we talked about earlier don't know anything else.
No, they don't.
You know, I mean,
I always found it interesting when I worked at the bank to be able to, I would talk to older people when they would come in to pay their property taxes, and they had a lot to say, you know, because they'd seen 60 years of progression. And
they sat and let it all happen, too.
And worse and worse. What
can one person do?
Say no.
Well, how is one, you know, if I'm the customer of the ice cream parlor, what do I do? What does the ice cream lady do besides not open up an ice cream shop?
You open up the damn shop anyway.
Yeah, but you're a tough guy, but, you know.
And you get together with other people who have the balls to do it, too.
She's making a lot of great money right now.
Say, go to hell to the man when they come after you. And then keep doing it till they
finally
get tired.
What about when they come after you with guns?
Well, you don't shoot back. You have to do it peacefully.
You get shot.
I doubt they're going to shoot you over an ice cream parlor, but if you don't go with them, they'll
just taser you.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.